Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that the consumer price index increased just 0.1% in August after a 0.2% increase in July. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, core prices also rose just 0.1%. In the past 12 months, prices have risen 1.5%, below the Federal Reserve's 2% inflation target. This morning, FSA updated its acreage numbers. FSA put corn certified acres at 91.4 million. That's 6 million below USDA's planted at 97.4. Soybean certified acres by the FSA were put at 74.7 million versus USDA's planted at 77.2 million acres. FSA puts corn prevented planted acres at 3.57 million and soybeans at 1.69 million acres. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASA released its latest crop progress report for the week ending September 15th. The numbers look like this. 22% of the corn crop is rated mature versus 9% last week and the five-year rolling average of 41%. Corn conditions, good to excellent, 53%. That's down 1 percentage point from last week. Fair, 29%. Poor, 12%. Very poor, 6%. Soybeans dropping leaves, 26% versus 11% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 35%. Soybean conditions, good to excellent, 50%, down 2 percentage points. Fair, 32%, poor, 13%, and very poor, 5%. Eight Chinese crushing companies have signed contracts to purchase 177.4 million bushels of U.S. soybeans valued at $2.8 billion at a contract signing ceremony in Davenport, Iowa yesterday. Some of the sales, over 100,000 metric tons, will be reported to USDA and listed later this week. The contract signing ceremony was held on the sidelines of the U.S. Soy Global Trade Exchange, an annual meeting of buyers and sellers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,464, is up 33 points. The NASDAQ, 3171, is up 10.5. And the S&P 500 is 1694, up 3.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today will be the beginning of a three-day period of shower and thunderstorm activity across the western Corn Belt. It is likely to fill in the gaps for many areas that have been suffering from dryness over a prolonged period of time. The precipitation will eventually impact a large part of Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Illinois, even portions of Wisconsin, and eventually areas further to the east will all be impacted. The precipitation totals here by the time we get to Saturday morning will vary quite a bit. We'll probably see some local amounts upwards to 1.5 inches across some of this region, although the majority of the precipitation will probably run 0.3 inches to 1 inch. The precipitation will certainly be welcome, and it unfortunately comes rather late in the growing season. We have had our share of dryness this summer, and many areas in Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri, and certainly some immediate neighboring areas have had their time dealing with excessive dryness and, of course, heat just a week or so ago. Well, this precipitation on top of the relief from the heat is likely to lead to much better crop conditions. But as far as being able to reverse the yield losses that have occurred, that's probably not very likely. The majority of the region is facing a cooler temperature bias at night. And now, as we move forward in time, it'll be very difficult for these crops to fully capitalize on the moisture that's going to occur this week. Some improvement in grain and oilseed quality is certainly a probability. But as far as reversing the yield trend losses that have occurred, that's probably not very likely. The precipitation will go ahead and move on into the eastern Midwest a little later this week as a cold front comes rushing across the plains and sweeping the precipitation and the moisture to the east across the heart of the Midwest. So we'll see these scattered showers here today and tomorrow, and then on Thursday we're going to find a more significant cool front cutting across the heart of the Midwest from west to east. So we'll see some additional shower and thunderstorm activity in the western Corn Belt as we go through Thursday and into Friday morning. And for the eastern Midwest, we'll likely see the majority of that precipitation occur mostly Thursday late into Friday most of the day. On Saturday morning, we'll see all the precipitation more or less done, except in portions of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, where there may still be some lingering rain taking place. Dry weather will settle in behind the frontal system and be with us for a few days. There will be a new weak frontal system that will show up in the northern plains and northwestern Corn Belt as we get into Sunday and Monday. The frontal system is not going to have a lot of moisture to work with, and it will weaken as it moves into the area, so we'll end up with a few hundredths of an inch to maybe a quarter of an inch of rain as that frontal system pushes into the Dakotas, Minnesota, parts of Iowa, and maybe Wisconsin. The front will not make it into the eastern Corn Belt, but a reinforcing shot of cooler air will show up and a new frontal system as we get into the second half of next week, probably Wednesday the 25th through the following Friday, will probably generate more rain and thunderstorms across the Midwest. Our temperatures here near term are going to be turning warmer. We'll look for 60s and 70s today, but tomorrow afternoon we'll be back into the 70s and 80s across a fair amount of the Midwest, and mostly upper 70s and 80s occurring on Thursday. But after that, we'll cool off again, so upper 60 and 70 degree readings occur in the north and 70s in the south as we go into the weekend. Our low temperatures at night will certainly cool back down again, but not as cold as this morning. We actually had frost and some freezes being reported across portions of Wisconsin, Michigan, and in southeastern portions of Canada's crop country, causing a little bit of damage. But our low temperatures across the majority of the Midwest these next few mornings will be 50s and lower 60s, at least until we get to Friday morning, and then we'll look for 40s and 50s occurring thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 691 and a half, up 1 3/4. Soft December, 645, up 3 3/4. December corn, 463, up 6 1/2. July, 489 3/4, up 6. November soybeans, 1353 1/4, up 5. July, 1295 1/2, up 6 3/4. October soybean meal, 434, up 280. October soybean oil at 4205, down 8 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
The FSA came out with numbers this morning, updated planted acres, updated prevented planted acres, and initially the market responded favorably to what they thought was, I guess, bullish news, but has given most of it back. I think there's some confusion in the countryside.
Much of it is because they're not comparing apples to apples. They're comparing apples to oranges, and their numbers are counting something different than USDA counts, so that the acres don't jive at all. When they had their August report, corn was up 17 and beans were up, I think, 30, and 2 days later we were negative a bunch. This time we had corn up 10 to 11. We had beans up 16 to 17. Beans have since that time in the last 10 minutes actually went negative. They're up 4 to 5 right now, and corn is up 5 and a half after that big bounce up because they are not counting the same thing. If you look at what USDA will do, nobody knows. They can take all that information, part of it. They can change it. They can do anything they want with it. They don't have to use any of it because it's counting different things. And if they took it direct, the final numbers from them, which these aren't final. Those numbers direct, it'd be about 2.9 million less corn and 1.3 million less beans, but that's not expected. And a year ago, this September report was down real hard on acres. When they came up with their final acres in October, November, they actually raised planted acres. So it's an unknown entity. Nobody understands, I think, of what they're counting.
So we don't have a lot of time left, but why do we have some modest strength in the marketplace today?
Well, we have still no harvest on beans, and unknown what beans are going to do. Corn to the south and east is really good, but as you go north and west, the crop size might get smaller. And it's just that time of year where this report of less acres helped push it up, and everybody thinks that USDA will lower acres come October.
Thank you, Pete. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the Opening Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. December corn, 463 1/4, up 6 3/4. July is 489 3/4, up 6. November soybeans are 1353 1/2, up 5 1/4. July, 1295, up 6 1/4. October lean hogs are 91.55, down 57 1/2, and October live cattle are 125.42 1/2, down 12 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.